Caitlin and James, welcome to 2SER.
Hi, thanks for having us.
Good evening.
It's lovely to have you both here. Now, your article mentions the concept of sequencing a genome, which I didn't completely understand. Could you explain to us what that means?
Yeah, so the genome is basically the 3 billion letters of code that we have in each of our cells that contains all of the instructions to make you. And sequencing is just the process of digitizing that information and turning it into digital data that we can store on a computer. And recently we've been building machines, like as a society we've been making machines that are bigger and better at doing that process of digitizing your genome, and they're getting faster and cheaper all the time.
So we're getting more information than we were perhaps 10 years ago.
Absolutely, yes. And another thing that's interesting about your genome is that it tells the information of you, sort of your physical, how you look, as well as your predisposition to genetic diseases. But it also is different than other data, biometric data, in that it also gives information about your relatives, because you get half your genome from your mother and half from your father. And so that data provides information about your relatives as well.
So now that we have so much data where we're sequencing this sort of the whole genome, how does that fundamentally change the way that this genetic information is stored in different databases to how it was perhaps 10 or maybe 20 years ago?
So it's not so much 10 or 20 years ago. Like right now we have a bunch of different databases that they're all made of different data, because we do like one specific test. So you might have a medical database that where you're sequencing a specific gene that's known to have like medical significance, like the BRCA breast cancer gene. Whereas like a forensics database, we use like non-coding sort of hypervariable markers, which don't really have any medical relevance, but they're able to identify individuals. And then you might have like an ancestry database where you're looking at different markers again in order to see the relationships between different people. But what the genomic revolution means is that very soon all of the tests will be replaced by just a single test, which is the complete data set, the whole genome.
So at the moment we have that kind of traditional model where perhaps the medical is separated from the law, which is separated from the ancestry data. It's about to combine together. What is the risk of that?
Well, that sort of means that there can be crossover between these databases. So there are some existing legal frameworks that keep these databases separate, but as they are. But it's also because they contain different information that we've been able, for the most part, to keep them separate. But now that there'll sort of be one currency, which is the whole genome, that's going to mean that if there is a large database, say for an ancestry database, that and there's a crime, you can see that it might be very tempting for law enforcement to then go in and query that database. It will become harder to keep them separate without some deliberate thought and legal protections and framework to do that.
So all this information is kind of, I guess, in one package now, or perhaps soon in the future is what you're saying, it'll all be in one package.
Yeah, maybe in the next 5 years or something like that.
Oh, okay, it's moving that quickly. I mean, if we're looking at all of this information kept in the one sort of place, which kind of subgroups of society are going to want to access that?
Well, there is definitely an interest by law enforcement. Your genome provides information that can identify you. Each individual has a unique genome, your genome is also linked to your hair color, eye color, traits. So that's one stakeholder group: law enforcement, insurance companies have an interest in this information, obviously, because it indicates your predisposition to disease. And different private industries can have an interest in this data, whether it's for research purposes to develop targeted pharmaceuticals, or in this day and age where digital data is being used in all sorts of algorithms, it could be possible in the future that algorithms would use digital genomic data if we, we need to ask ourselves if that's something that we would want, I think.
Targeted pharmaceuticals sounds a little bit scary to me, but I also, yeah, wanted to hit on the point that you made about insurance companies. So does that imply that if the, you know, so you imply are sort of applying for insurance or whatever, and then the insurance company can turn you back because they see that, oh, no, it's you have a high likelihood of having heart disease or something like that? Is that what you mean?
Well, we're not lawyers. There are concerns. There was an article in the Sydney Morning Herald earlier this year with life insurance and genomic data. Yeah.
So as I guess as it stands in 2017, we're not going to obviously go into any super details, but are there, if this is something that's on the horizon, as you mentioned, perhaps the technology will be there in 5 years or something like that, are there steps being taken from a legal background to really take this seriously to try to protect people's information?
But first, I want to chime in and say that we don't want to be all doom and gloom.
Okay.
Genomes also are useful tools in medical diagnoses, and we're not advocating that they don't be, that they're not done. We hope to spawn a discussion about how we want them to be used. But go ahead, James.
Yeah, I think like the point we were trying to make in the article is that from a technological point of view, all of this is going to sort of converge in the future, and now is the time that we really start thinking as a society, who should we be giving access to, and why should they have access? What do we want people to do with it? And there is like this policy discussion going on in Australia at the moment about genomic sort of privacy issues, but most of the discussion at the moment is sort of geared towards like genomes for medical research. And what we're sort of saying is that like in the near future, it's all going to be the same thing, and we sort of need to have a much bigger and broader discussion about all of this.
Well, it seems as though as the technology progresses so quickly, it is certainly something that we're all going to have to think about more in the future. Caitlin and James, thank you so much for coming on Drive and having a chat to me about it today.
Thanks for having us.